This is Audible.
Agatha Christie's Philomel Cottage, with Lizzie McInerney as Alex and Tom Hollander as Terry. Philomel Cottage.
Everything in the country is an echo of the past. Every lane, every tree, every cottage. This place, this Philomel Cottage, named after some Greek myth where this woman got her tongue cut out, and sometimes I think places also have echoes of what's going to happen.
Richard, what on earth are you doing here?
Actually, I'm on holiday, fishing. Well, isn't that just me? And I thought, just to see how you're settling in.
Oh, Richard.
Look, I had to see you.
It's different now.
You're out here.
It is just the country.
It isn't you, Alex. It was all so sudden, so unexpected. Alex?
What? Sorry, I was...
Miles away. You work too hard.
Impossible. Anyway, what was it?
I was, wondering if... Tonight. I mean, after work. If you...
Hey, Dick, how's it going?
If you'd met Terry.
Terry Martin.
Terry's in development and sales.
What do you develop, Terry?
Systems, mostly. Then I sell them.
Ah, didn't you have some kind of big deal last year?
Last year's prehistoric. I hear you're pretty hot yourself, Alex. Your work on risk calculation made the firm a lot of money.
Well, I suppose, yes.
They, it might have been prehistoric, the Brontosaurus, but it was still pretty impressive.
What?
Did we miss something? I don't want to be pushy, but ask not, get not. Would you like a drink? Some sushi after work?
How could I know what you felt, Richard? You never told me. Please, don't say anything. You don't understand.
Tell me. Please, just tell me.
He's different.
Oh, right. He just walked in and took what he wanted.
That's not fair. He's been to places. He's seen things. It was like I was sleepwalking and he woke me up. Can you see that?
I've found a place in the country. Philomel Cottage. Not that it's exactly a cottage, but it's just right. Berkshire London corridor, but it's out of the way. I'm a bit nervous myself, I'm a city boy, but it's got good telecommunications, an area we could convert into a working space. It's not cheap, but...
Are you saying what I think you're saying?
If you think I'm saying come and live in the country and let's make...
We hardly know each other. Oh, God, that's so trite. So
like Richard. We could do this together if we wanted to. If we were both prepared to take a risk.
But what if it goes wrong?
Alex, there's no point in a risk that can't go wrong.
Sometimes I used to think, here I am, I'm almost 30, and what have I got? Money, a flat, and what have I ever done except sit at my desk and write systems?
He's dangerous. To you. That kind of person always is.
No, I think he's dangerous to you, Richard, because of...
Go on, say it.
Because of what you could have done and what you haven't done. Is that the last of it?
Yeah, more or less.
Only... I was thinking...
Of course, that's how we're going to make money. You thinking.
About the country.
What's wrong?
I didn't say anything was wrong.
You sound like something's wrong.
I can read you, Alex.
All this stuff, Terry. This equipment, thousands of pounds worth of stuff.
Mm.
Is it safe here?
You're not scared of losing your investment. You don't want to pull out.
No, no, I was just... Actually, just a bit...
It's secure. I made sure of all of that. All insured. If anything happens to it, or to either of us, the other one is covered. Don't you remember? You signed the thing.
Did I? There was so much...
I know you've put a lot more money into this than me. I don't want you to think that...
No! We trust each other. Right?
Well, if we don't, then what the hell are we doing here? Alex, I trust you as much as I love you.
Alex? Are you all right?
No, Richard. I don't think it would be a good idea if we were to see you. Better if we gave things some time.
If that's what you think? You, not him?
Yes, that's what I think.
Okay. But just, please, for me. It's my mobile number.
Please, Richard.
Yeah, okay. I'll see you. Bye.
Bye, Richard.
Hi. Here's Terry.
Train late?
No, I came up through the woods. Picked some mushrooms for supper. Still working.
I know. I feel guilty. I ought to be cooking, the country wife.
Hey, come on. I love cooking, and I'm better at it than you. Just like you're smarter than me.
I'll grab a shower, and then we can open some wine.
Those mushrooms, are you sure they're all right?
Oh, trust me, I was brought up in the country.
But aren't some of them poisonous?
Oh, yes. Hand me the rest of the eggs, will you? There's all sorts. Fly agaric is what the Vikings used to use to munch to get decently berserk before battle.
Can you be decently berserk?
Only if you're a Viking. Some of the bluets, which are delicious, are just a little poisonous and you'll feel numb if you eat too many. Or there's devil's bilatus.
Ooh, sounds nasty.
Oh, some of them are. They could kill a healthy adult just like that. When I was in Bosnia, a whole lot of people used to take...
Bosnia?
Well, anyway, they're very easy to spot. And these are horse mushrooms and completely safe.
I thought it was...
See? Mushrooms. Ow,
ow, ow, you don't have to prove it, Terry.
This is great, isn't it? I can't wait till we've got all the finance out of the way. And I can stay down here as well. I really hate London now. Here we go. One omelette.
Looks lovely.
So how was your day?
Oh, pretty quiet, you know. Work, really. You know me.
Mm-hmm.
I did think I'd try and do something about the garden. It's pretty wild out back. Briar patches.
Sleeping Beauty. Thrown into an enchanted sleep by a mushroom. But don't worry. I'll be your prince and wake you with a kiss.
And you?
Well, it's slow. People like the ideas, but they don't want to put their money down. They've all been scared by the dot-com failures.
But we're not like that. We're firmer. More solid.
Are we?
Aren't we?
This is business, Alex. Things can change, just like that. I mean, sometimes I wonder, do you know how many plates I'm spinning at one time if I drop one of them? And anyway, don't worry. That's my job. To make people believe in us, and I can do that. I can make people believe in anything. More mushrooms?
No thanks. Excuse me! Excuse me!
Hello?
What are you doing?
Oh, mowing the lawn.
Yes, I can see that. I wondered why you're mowing my lawn.
Oh, you must be Alex. Nice to meet you. Merlin.
But what are you doing here?
Oh, Terry asked me to do some gardening.
You know Terry?
Well, we've got a small hole in Skye and me just along the way. I do gardening.
Mostly we try to live without money, but sometimes, you know.
Terry asked you to do the garden for us.
I know this cottage. I know what it needs. You have to respect it.
Sorry?
The country, that's why I'm here.
Here?
Green men, fairies, elves, all that stuff. It's still alive out here. Everything that was done lives on in some way and affects what will be done.
That sounds sort of creepy.
Don't ever believe the country is nice. Smell that?
Yes, what is it?
Something dead. Badger, maybe. Along the lane, up the hill. You can smell it on the wind. Death. Everything dies here, so that something else can go on.
So? Peace, love and flares.
Drink?
What was he doing here?
The garden, I hope. White wine?
Why didn't you tell me you were hiring someone?
Well, I thought it would be a surprise. I know you wanted to do it, but you've been putting so much time in at the computer. Isn't he something, though, eh?
Merlin and Skye. He's creepy. I don't know that I like him. All that death.
I think I admire him. He was a government scientist. She was some kind of bureaucrat. And one day they sold up and moved here.
You know a lot about them.
I like to know where I stand. What has to be done.
Well, this really should have been cut back in the autumn.
Is it a problem?
Or better, that's all. Everything has a rhythm. You have to find that and adapt yourself to it. You know, work with, not against nature.
I guess. Talking of which, this isn't your usual afternoon, Merlin.
Is that a problem? I can easily, you know...
No, it's fine.
I just thought if you're going to be away, I should find out if there's anything...
Sorry? I'm not going to be away.
Oh? I thought Terry said something about you... I don't know, a trip or something you were taking.
Nothing that I know about.
Well, I guess it doesn't matter. Things change. Don't pick those.
Hmm?
Angel of Death.
But they look just like mushrooms.
Yeah, well, they are mushrooms. They just happen to be deadly.
Sorry, Merlin. The phone.
Hi, 57603.
Alex, hi.
Oh, it's Richard. How are you?
I just thought I'd call. I'm still...
You said you were fishing.
Alex, can I see you again?
It won't do any good. I'm sorry, but we went over it all when you were here.
I went back to London.
I don't see...
He was never in Russia, or wherever it was. What he told you, Terry. All that stuff, he wasn't there. He was working in Swindon at AC Systems.
Look, I don't think this is any of your business.
He's a liar.
You don't know that.
Please, Alex. I hacked the personnel records. He left Swindon because his wife died.
Stop it. I don't want to hear any of this.
There was an inquest. Some kind of poisoning. Did he tell you that, Alex?
For God's sake, Richard. If you ever stopped looking at your computer screen for 1 minute and looked at life, did it occur to you that maybe he was hurt? That maybe he couldn't talk about it because...
Alex, please. I'll be here until the weekend. Fishing, if you need...
All I need is for you to leave me alone. Just go away, Richard!
Anyway, we don't need more than a few thousand to tide us over. It would be crazy to borrow such a small amount, so why don't we just put it up ourselves?
How much are we wanting?
10, that's all. And you've got that easily left over from your flat sale.
Hang on. I mean, what about you?
Well, I was renting. I was stupid, you know that. Besides, most of my cash got eaten up by this place.
I thought I paid most of the deposit.
Well, look, hey, if it bothers you, we'll leave it. Talk about it some other time, okay?
More salad?
No, I'm fine, thanks.
I was checking your appointments today. Your palm top.
Yeah, I'd be lost without that. And in fact, I was. I didn't realise I left it.
I just thought, in case you needed to know something...
Yeah, fine.
Only I never... I mean, you're just so precise.
Is there anything you don't note down? Meet Alex at station. Go for coffee and American hot pizza. Call dry cleaners, 10:25. Only, it was odd. I mean, you didn't put in anything about this trip.
Huh?
That we're supposed to be taking?
What are you talking
Merlin about? Said you told him...
Merlin? Oh, come on, that guy's somewhere else.
No, you told him about this trip, and he wanted to know...
No, no, come on, trip. The guy's an old hippie. I was talking to him about the 70s, acid and all that. Tripping. Tune in, turn on, drop out. Merlin's in Wonderland.
I think that was Alice.
I think we should get rid of him anyway.
No, it's fine.
He upsets you, and I don't like that. Besides, didn't you say you wanted to do the garden?
No. It's good, that he came today. Because I thought I might go up to London next week anyway. Maybe Friday.
I need you here. The people in Zurich, they said they'd call. They want to talk to you. And they're very impressed with us, with you.
What do they want to talk about?
Just a phone call, that's all. No sweat. You'll walk them through the programme. We need them, Alex.
Terry, why don't you ever tell me anything?
Alex, I just don't want to upset the workings of that brilliant brain. You're a real asset, and you know how easily you can get caught up in things.
Caught up?
You've been pushing yourself pretty hard. Sometimes when I get home, it's like you're locked into your own world. I mean, I understand, of course. It's very intense, and I don't want you to get ill or anything, so take it easy.
Terry, were you ever... I mean, before, other people you were with, women.
Alex, are you getting cabin fever? Maybe you should get away. I mean, yes, there were other people for me, just like there were other people for you. We're both grown-ups. But there's never been anything as serious for me as this. Okay? Okay?
Yes. Okay.
And once the start-up is over, maybe after these Swiss people have rung, we will get away. That's a real change. A rest. A real change. Okay.
Terry? Where...
What the hell are you doing?
Terry, for God's sake, let me go.
You gave me a shock.
It's 3 a.m.
It's all
what
right.
Are you...
Go back to bed.
For what?
Go back to bed.
Oh, God. Is it... Oh. Terry?
In the bathroom. I set the alarm for an extra hour. You needed the rest, I thought.
Last night, Terry. What were you doing down there?
Look, I don't have the time. Coffee in the pot, toast in the toaster. See you tonight, okay?
Terry, please, I...
I'm in a hurry. Later, okay?
Alex, hi.
Merlin, how are you?
Fine. I just wanted to be sure you didn't need me, you know, like...
Sorry?
Well, like Terry said, I should lay off for a while doing the garden. That you weren't feeling well.
No, I want you to.
Oh, sure. Great. Well, yeah, I mean, it can get pretty heavy being alone down here, I know.
Heavy?
The cottage. Philomel Cottage, the stories.
What stories?
People who lived here. 50 years ago. Gamekeeper, the whole family, wife, 3 kids, the guy himself. Angel of Death.
What?
Mushrooms. Like the ones you picked them, did you? Well, got rid of them, yeah? Yeah, well, maybe just as well, considering don't want any more accidents.
The whole family. That's terrible.
I thought you knew. Well, everyone knows around here. It's a local legend. When you bought the place, didn't they tell you?
Oh, come on. Password. Alex. Ukraine. Lies. Deception. Philomel. Okay, so where now? Where have you been? Where have you been? Oh. What on earth?
Hi, I'm back. Where are you?
Hold on.
You're still working. Look, didn't I say you should take it easy? You okay?
Just shutting down for the night.
Yeah? What have you been doing?
Don't come any closer. You've got mud on your shoes, and I did the carpet today.
We don't have a carpet.
The floor. I did the floor. I did the floor, okay?
No, not okay. You're not okay. You have been working too hard. You need a rest, Alex. You need a good, long rest.
That's rubbish. I'm fine. Let's have some wine. Something. I'll be fine.
Oh, look, did they ring?
What? Who?
The Swiss. They were going to call you.
Oh, nobody called.
I'll do the wine, shall I? Sometimes these corks are just in too tight and you have to use force.
There's something I have to...
No way. I want you to sit in that chair and you drink wine until you are well and truly...
It's just that I've got a bit of a headache and I thought...
Well, I'll get you a pill.
No, not with wine. I'll just take a short walk, some air. I'll be fine.
Sure, whatever. I'll come with you.
You don't have to. Really, I'd like to be...
You're alone too much, Alex. Feeling better? It's great, isn't it, the countryside? So quiet. So peaceful after everything else.
Terry, I logged into your computer today.
So?
Why were you accessing my bank details?
Was I?
You know you were. You were! Terry, you were transferring money. My money. All my passwords. You...
Hey, really?
£10,000! You transferred it, Terry. Why? For God's sake, why?
Because of this. You, now, getting worked up. I didn't want to worry you, okay, Alex? I mean, either we trust each other, or to hell with it. You know how I care about you. Do you think I want something bad to happen?
I just want to know what is happening, Terry.
Well, are you sure? Okay, then fine, I'll tell you. After I've cooked supper, okay? Fresh farm eggs, healthy bacon from happy pigs, and some great mushrooms I found in the lane. Shall we go back?
Sorry, I couldn't eat anything.
No, it doesn't matter. All the more for me.
I just wasn't hungry.
Great thing about compost bins. Everything rots down and helps something else grow. So, Alex, I guess this is it then. Crunch time? When the cat's curiosity finally gets satisfied?
I have to make a phone call.
Well, you wanted this.
Wait, Terry, just, come on.
Alex?
Merlin, I just had to call about the quince.
Hello? Who is this?
Alex Parker. I want you to come over. This Saturday, to do the quince.
What?
It's really important.
Alex, what's going on?
I don't think it can wait. I'm sorry about phoning at this time, Merlin, but I only thought of it just now. It's really important that you come.
But Alex...
Just be here.
Okay, Merlin. Bye now.
Well, if that's out of the way, you'd better come through and we'll...
Well, it was just the quince. I mean, who would have thought...
What?
That it would need pruning in the summer as well as...
Alex, are you completely off your head?
It's interesting. Myths and that stuff. I mean, Merlin was telling me about... There are fairy rings and, oh, everything. All the lanes. That's why they call them Memory Lane and...
Alex, stop it. That's enough. You wanted this, and now you're going to get it. Who?
Why don't I make some coffee? No, don't get up. Don't...
No, stay where you are, Alex. It's time that we... Oh, God.
What is it?
Nothing. It's just a twinge. I'll sit down and...
Terry?
Oh, God. I don't know. It hurts.
Where? What hurts?
I don't know. Alex, I can't feel my fingers.
It must have been the mushrooms.
No. I lied. I bought them in the village from the shop. I wanted to impress you and... show how much I knew about the country. Ah, oh, God! Alex? Alex? I can't feel you. Oh, God, hold me. Hold me.
Richard, thank God I...
Alex, what on earth... What is it?
It's Terry. Through there.
Oh. Alex, I think he... Alex, he's dead.
It must have been the mushrooms.
In Philomel Cottage by Agatha Christie, Lizzie McInerney was Alex and Tom Hollander Terry. Richard was played by Adam Godley and Merlin by Struan Roger. Music was by Nick Russell Pavier. Philomel Cottage was dramatised for radio by Mike Walker and directed by Jeremy Mortimer. Agatha Christie's Swan Song. With Maria Friedman as Polina Natsarova and Emily Wolf as Beth. Swan Song.
Visi d'arte, visi d'amore. I have lived for art. I have lived for love. And is there anything stronger than love? But revenge destroys us. And sometimes love doesn't even stand a chance. It was a triumph. Everyone said so. Dominic, the crew. I mean, here I was, a wet behind the ears producer, and I got her. Polina Natsarova, the great Georgian soprano. She gave us the only TV interview.
Polina, for many in England and America, you are Tosca. It's a role that you've made particularly your own.
You know, there is secret to Puccini. He understands how to hold the audience. Sometimes you must kill the puppy. Be cruel. Tosca has to kill Scarpia, but she has to die.
Before that, she sings, it's almost become your signature aria, Visi d'arte, a life for art.
Yes. Visitate. Visi d'amore. I have lived for art. I have lived for love. I have never harmed a living soul. I have helped the poor, but never told of it. Non fecemi male ad anima viva. Never harmed a living soul. She is asking God how she has come to this awful place. And then, in the silence, Scarpia says, resolve, decide.
And she does.
Exactly. The false execution of Cavaradossi is arranged and Tosca gives herself to Scarpia. But, of course, she does not. Yeah. There is a paper knife. And she says, questo è il bacio, Tosca.
This is Tosca's kiss, and stabs him. And yet, of course, in the end...
He has betrayed her. Mm. Cavaradossi dies.
Yes, and all of Tosca's love couldn't save him.
No, she could not save the one she loves. This is opera. If she saves him, soap opera. Mm. He dies, she must die also. Tragedy.
No. She could not save the one she loved. That was mine. The diva. The interview. Got a letter from the controller after that. He said it was a triumph. She was the best Tosca since Callas. But nobody knew anything about her. She had just appeared from Georgia. She was a mystery and... that fascinates us at the same time as it makes us nervous. As nervous as I was that first time.
Enter!
Hello. Good morning. I'm Beth. I'm Beth Carroll from...
I know who you are. I have people who tell me these things. See, 10 a.m. hairdresser, 11:30 piano movers, 12:30 little girl from BBC while my hairdresser is here and little girl is here. But most important thing, this useless thing, huh? This is still here. This is...
Piano?
I know what it is, girl. Do you know what this is, huh? Well...
Bad piano?
You can hear that.
Not good.
So you read music?
No, actually. And I can't really tell if the piano was good or bad.
So why do they send me fools this BBC? Go away, little girl. Don't waste my time. Tell your Mr. Dyke to send me grown up.
Yes, but I...
But go!
Yes, but I mean, I've really admired your performance.
Yes, now just go.
Yes, but I just wanted to say that being good at something doesn't mean that you can be a bad-tempered bitch. The piano isn't my fault, my age isn't my fault, and I also have to be quite good at my job, or at least I could be if you'd given me half a chance. And I hope they drop the bloody piano on your foot! I suppose it was disillusion, nerves, whatever. I'd blown it, and I just wanted to get out of there. Come on.
You are very rude, girl.
Come on.
You'd better come here and apologize at once. And help me drink champagne. So, you may be young, but you fight back, hmm? That's good. Just a little good so far. Here.
Thank you. I'm not sure what to call you. I mean, Madame, sort of old-fashioned, isn't it? Ms, sort of ridiculous.
Paulina will be okay. What'd you say? Hooray.
Cheers.
Oh. It's not too bad. They send it.
Admire us?
Sometimes. Most. It's people who want something from me. You give and give to audience, but it's never enough.
Is it really so horrible, being able to do something better than just about anyone else in the world?
Just about.
Being the best Tosca?
No. Because performance can never be perfect. Only sometimes, yes, when everything is right. Like world is made of glass and you can see right to center of everything. To mystery that's there. And for a moment of time, you know you are part of it. Sounds silly stuff, huh?
No, that is beautiful to be part of that.
You do think so, don't you?
Yes.
Come here. No, closer. There is a little tear in corner of your eye. Oh, you have very beautiful eyes. They tell the truth. Now you see, you blink because you are English and you are embarrassed.
No, not at all. I mean, this isn't really going the way I thought it would.
More champagne. Then I will do your interview, Beth.
Oh, that's brilliant. So where
But the rest I decide later. I think I decide at dinner on Friday. I think you come join me.
Maybe I could bring Dominic and we could work out...
Maybe you just bring yourself and your eyes.
I was so exhausted after that first meeting. She was sort of terrifying and exhilarating, and there was something else which I hadn't even dared to think about. The feeling that there were secrets, hidden things, other agendas. Still, Dominic was pleased when I got back to the office.
That is incredible.
Why?
Because she doesn't, ever. It's only the beginning.
Oh, it gets worse. What do I mess up next?
Nothing. You make something better.
Getting the interview, Dom, that's enough, isn't it?
No. It is never enough. You want to stay producing art shows all your life?
I don't think I'm with you.
Look, you know I've got this production company?
Yeah.
Well, I've been negotiating with... never mind who with, but this is a co-production deal, which could get you a producer credit on something big. It could get me a lot of money. Could make everybody happy.
So what is it?
You like?
Yeah. But how on earth did you ever get a table here? I mean, well, you can't. No one can.
Celebrity means you can always get a table at Nobu.
I feel quite overwhelmed.
Don't worry, little one. This is not for you to pay. It is my dinner, and you are my guest. Morsaki. It is better warmed, yes?
Now I'm feeling even more overwhelmed.
You are making very good impression, my Beth.
Really?
Really. And for why? A career takes many different ways. Sometimes it comes early, sometimes it is later. My career starts later than most in my country. I am lucky. Perhaps it is a chance that I perform in Tbilisi and visiting conductor comes, sees, notices this old lady who sings Butterfly.
You're not old.
I could be your mother, I think.
No, you're still beautiful.
And I am very glad that Mr. Dyke sent such rude girl to see me one day. I think it's time we went.
Yeah, I think it is. I feel like the opening scene of Rose and Cavalier.
Chance makes strange companions and lovers too, my dear. Ooh, I am very lucky.
It's all like one of those fairy tale operas. Bel canto, not verismo.
You do know about opera, then?
A bit.
A little. I know more about opera singers after last night.
Mm, but I think you never know you can reach Middle Sea. Huh?
So, now, my dear, you have all my attention for your scheme.
I don't think it would be right anymore. I feel all confused.
And you look charming, so. Now, we do interview and...
Let's just leave it, because I don't want you to feel that... Well, I think I really love you, and I know that's stupid after one night.
Love is never stupid. Love is wise. I'm happy. It is a great gift for us. We are each other's gift. Now, tell me, what do you want? I can say no. I'm diva. I can say no, like diva. Now.
It's a film of Tosca. I would produce it. It would be set in the country. We would use the Glyndebourne director and sets.
I don't think I like so much. Would it hurt you, Beth, if I say no?
I think I'd rather you did, because when I was thinking about it all, well, things were different. Now it's us.
Besides, Dmitri cannot stay on. He will be in Petersburg. He could not sing Scarpia.
No, we were going to get André Bray on.
What?
I know he's retired, but he lives over here, and by shooting short scenes, he could still carry the line. He wouldn't need to sing a whole opera, and yet we'd have the greatest Scarpia of the age actually on stage with the greatest Tosca. Are you all right?
Breon. André Breon. Maybe it is true. You cannot escape your fate.
What is it? What did I say?
Shh. Shh, wait.
Something happened.
Yes. Something happened.
I'm going to call Dominic now and tell him that we're not going ahead.
For the first time in 20 years, I have dared to think of love. And now, for the first time in 20 years, I have thought of what kills love.
He's not there. I'll leave a message. Dominic?
Stop. No. I have a story to tell you.
You don't have to.
Listen. I am Georgian now. But I grew up in Venice.
Venice?
My sister Cecilia and me, Paulina. She is older than me, but we both study singing, and she's soprano, a beautiful voice, more beautiful than me.
Oh, no, I can't.
Why, it is so. She would have been a great star. I love her, my Cecilia. We all love her. You see, she is not like me. She is quiet, simple girl who is dedicated only to song. And she is chosen to sing at the opera house in Venice. First in the chorus, then second rows, and then... Because anyone can see how great she will become, she is to sing Tosca. And Scarpia is Breon. Ah, 20 years ago, he is height of his power. He is great man, but still he is jealous of... Anyone who can approach him. Only Breon. Breon alone. Even in Tosca. He wishes second-rate Tosca. So he may shine better. I am there first night. And Cecilia, she break the audience's heart with her beauty and her voice. So pure. Act one, she is triumph. And I see Breon's face. His anger. This is his audience. It does not belong to this girl. In Act Two, it is all Scarpia, until Tosca is told how she may save her lover, Carvedosi. And then she sings the greatest arias. Visitarte. A life for art, a life for love. His costume, his hat has feathers. And before she sings, he reaches out. It seems to touch this Tosco who will soon be his. But no, it is feather, just little feather he holds before her lips. And when she breathes in, he let it go. And she must sing aria with feather in her throat. Tiny feather. She sings bad. How could she not? The clack, brayons clack, they boo, they whistle, they shout, they laugh. And my soul dies for Cecilia.
That's horrible. I mean, couldn't you say? Couldn't afterwards?
There is no after. Only the finito of the opera, and she ran up, up, up to the roof. And like Tosca, she falls. She falls, but I know that night. Brayon has pushed her with little feather, tiny little feather. And he goes on, and she does not.
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry.
How could you know?
But the rest of it, Polina Nazarova.
For a long time after, I cannot sing. I leave Italy, I travel here, there, and slowly I find I can sing again. But only if I become someone else. No longer Cecilia's sister. So, I am in Georgia, and I find new teacher, and Polina Nariotti becomes...
Polina Nazarova.
Ah. I never mean to be famous. This is accident, like many things. Other things I learn, my accent. Think, Tbilisi. Not Venice.
But we can't go ahead. It would be intolerable.
Maybe. Perhaps, to be truly free, I must see him again. I must sing Visitarte with Brayon, as my dear sister Cecilia could not. Only then will past be truly past.
Enter!
Monsieur Brayon, good morning.
Good. Wonderful with such people in it. Come, my dear Miss Producer. We shall go through. I have some... No. I have many suggestions you will want to consider.
Yes, I'm sure that... Well, I did bring the shooting script as it stands.
Shooting? Ah, I Scarpia do the shooting round here. No, I have many ideas. I have thought about this work most profoundly, about what Maestro Puccini is saying of the nature of love and obsession, of fame and power. You see, this Scarpia is a man of great power.
Isn't the opera called Tosca, not Scarpia, Monsieur Brayon?
Ah, everyone knows. Puccini knows. Ilitch knows in his libretto. Man acts, woman reacts. The protagonist of Tosca is Scarpia. In this lies the irony. Now, my costumes.
The season was a triumph. Reviews were brilliant. I was busy getting everything in place for the filming. We didn't have too much time. A week and then out. But first they had to meet.
And where is my Tosca?
She waits for you, Mr. Brayon. As always, she waits.
Madame, it is my greatest pleasure to sing with you here in this house. I kiss your hand.
You're too kind, Mr. Brayon. When I am girl, I follow your career with great interest.
Ah, in those days, you were one of thousands. And who would think that today? We sing together...
How strange is the fate that brings people round, huh?
Yes, strange. Have we, madame, by any chance, met before?
I think not. Unless you have sung recently in Georgia.
I have not sung at all recently, except with a few favored students.
Then we could not have met.
All the same, my dear madame, there is something. I never forget a singer. I am known for my memory. Well, it is nothing. Where is your Cavaradossi and my henchman? Are we to rehearse? You, Miss Producer. What are we to do, huh? Madam and I, we wait for your command.
I spent most of the time in the control room, monitoring the scenes, making frantic notes and hoping. Paulina sang beautifully. And as for Braham, yeah, he was a bastard, but...
He can't sing, that one.
The director's really bringing it out of him.
No, my little one. It's all there. Scarpia is him.
That's scary.
But then Tosca is me.
3 days and we'd reached Act Two. Braham was tiring, but he was still... A violent conquest has more savour than an easy victory. And yes, then I knew. Paulina was right. He was Scarpia. I take what I want and throw it away. But with every scene we shot, Paulina seemed to get stronger as Braham became the old man he was. She was magnificent. You were wonderful.
You are wonderful.
How do you feel?
I think my love free. With every note, free of the past, free of him.
He does his last scenes tomorrow.
Yes, tomorrow he dies.
Don't say that.
Scarpia dies, that is all. It is only opera. But tonight is you, my Beth.
And you, my Paulina.
It's going brilliantly, Beth. You really pulled this together.
I was worried about Braham holding up.
Nah, rubbish, look at him. Loving every second. As for Natsarova. You know, this is really going to do it for us. It's award-winning stuff!
Dominic loved it, and my heart was in my mouth. Because I loved her, and this was her moment. Scarpia sings. Tosca. Mine at last. This is Tosca's kiss.
Beth.
Wow!
And we were worried about Braham's acting.
Oh, look at them.
Tosca leans over the dying Scarpia and sings. Can you still hear me? Speak. Look at me. It's Tosca. Oh, Scarpia.
Oh, Braham.
Help me. Help me.
Are you choking on your blood?
Beth, it's the letter opener. I think something went wrong. We've got to stop them. Beth, look, someone... Get someone! Stop it now!
He is dead. Now I forgive him. He knows. When I look into his face, he knows.
How could you? For God's sake, how could you?
For Tichilia. For all those years, for revenge.
But you promised you... You said that you loved me.
I do love you. But then at the moment he looked at me and saw Cecilia, it was her hand.
You killed him. Paulina.
Did I?
What do you mean?
Maybe it's all terrible accident. When they come and ask, only you will know the truth, Car. And what will you say, my Beth? What will you tell them? Visitate. Visitamore.
In Agatha Christie's Swan Song, Polina Nazarova was played by Maria Friedman, Beth by Emily Wolfe, André Breon by Sylvester Morand, and Dominic by Ray Lonnan. Swan Song was dramatized for radio by Mike Walker and directed by Ned Chaye. Agatha Christie's Magnolia Blossom, with Amelia Fox as Theo, Julian Ryan Tutt as Vincent, and Alex Jennings as Richard. Magnolia Blossom.
Sonia, hello. Yeah, it's Vincent. Yeah. No, I'm on the mobile, but not on the train yet. Yeah, no. It's my lunch with Terry Parks. I'm going to have to cancel. That's right. Also, the 3 o'clock strategy meeting. If you could call... Can you call Brian and Linda? We don't reschedule for next Monday, so... No. No, it's going to be Monday before I can get back in and... family stuff, you know, father-in-law, so... Yeah. No, I don't think there's anything else, so... Yeah, well, I mean, if you can avoid it, better not call, so... No, yeah. Shelley can handle anything that might come up, yeah. Great, thanks. Yeah, okay, see you Monday. Bye-bye. You came.
Good Lord, Vincent.
I can't believe you are here.
Fancy bumping into you.
I thought she won't come.
Both going to Paris. What a coincidence.
She won't, she'll change her mind, something will come up.
I wonder if our seats are near each other.
Text some funny, stupid message. Goodbye, Vincent.
Amazing who you meet on the Eurotrain.
God, you are so beautiful.
Amazing, who might just be passing and see you standing with an old friend.
You will see me, Aki. It suits you.
Not that Richard won't know sooner or later. Sooner rather than later, but somehow I'd rather be out of the country when he finds out. Is that unusually fastidious?
I want to kiss you, Theo. Oh,
that's terribly nice of you, Vincent, but we'll just have to wait. Shall we get aboard?
I keep thinking to myself, you know, more champagne?
That's really a waste of thinking time, Vince. Not worth the energy. Or more champagne.
No, I mean, I wasn't thinking about that. I was going to say, why is it that whenever we try and talk about all the big things, you know, life, death, tax, love, hate, we always descend into cliché?
Some people manage not to. Shakespeare, Dante, Daffy Duck.
You think so?
Oh, I always rated Daffy as one of the great originals, hoping time after time to do evil, but never quite making it. And never giving up. Admirable of the little black duck.
Yes, Pokemon. I can't actually do Daffy Duck. Anyway, I suppose I was trying to say. Do you remember when we met? Yeah? That merchant bank Beano? And they'd hired the whole Hampton Court, and God knows how much it cost. And, yeah, the magnolia blossom was out. And you were wearing a magnolia dress. And the whole place seemed to smell of magnolia. And we were... Well, you were. I remember your hand. And there was a breeze. And some of the blossoms fell. And you caught them. And, yeah, and I looked at you. And, you know, I knew then that I would do anything. I would give anything in the world to have you. And that was a year ago, and, you know, this is our anniversary. And the magnolia blossom is falling again.
On the whole, Vince, I incline to the view that poetry is best left to the creative writing classes. I stick to business.